You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's news station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is Suzanne Cruz. She is the president of the Liberty Institute USA, a recently formed nonprofit. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Mark.
All right. So the name of this is the Liberty Institute USA, and this is a local organization. What is this group?
Well, the Liberty Institute USA is a 501c3 nonprofit, and it is located in Liberty Hall, downtown Sonora, which is right across from the Sonora Inn. The address is 161 South Washington.
Okay, so can you elaborate?
Oh, sure. Its mission is to educate and inform the local public regarding key economic ideas and principles. Now, the Institute was formed by a group of local citizens to address a growing concern. Our national debt and deteriorating morals have driven us farther from our founders' intent, threatening our liberty, financial future, and even our health.
And you said that this is located at Liberty Hall in Sonora, but I'm not familiar with where that is.
Yeah, it is a brand new, it's not a brand new building. It's actually a building that's been there for a while, but we've taken it over and we've turned it into a museum, bookstore, and lecture hall.
So the value to our local community with this group is?
The Liberty Institute is based on four principles, which were actually our founding principles: free markets, limited government, individual liberty, and personal responsibility. You see, the economic principles that created our prosperity have a lot to do with free markets when they're unfettered and kept clear of overreaching regulations. This creates an economic situation where people can enjoy their individual liberty, but that also requires personal responsibility.
As far as the Liberty Institute USA is concerned, then, this is not beholden to any political organization?
Absolutely not. It's completely nonpartisan. And that's why we made the hall look exactly like Independence Hall in Philadelphia, where both the United States Declaration of Independence were written and the Constitution were debated and adopted. Because Independence Hall is an international symbol of freedom. And the East Coast has this heritage, but we miss out on the West Coast. We don't have that. And so the minute you walk into the building, this building belongs to everyone because Independence Hall belongs to everyone.
All right, so the public is invited, and when would the building be open to the public?
Well, this Saturday is our grand opening, and when you go to the grand opening on this Saturday, what you will find is that the hall will focus on America's forgotten history and heroes, emphasizing the moral, religious, and constitution foundation of which America was built. We're going to have lectures and classes, activities, annual events even, and they're all designed to remind us of the lessons learned in school. Some of the things we offer at the hall will be a continuous book of the week featured in the front window. Afternoon lectures will be on how to start your own business, like entrepreneurship, dress for success, and a jobs board where local businesses who are seeking young people to mentor offer work to them. Now, Saturdays are amazing. Saturdays are going to provide the lost arts to the public, drawing, penmanship, and music, because the founders were all very skilled at those things as well.
Okay, so now this is open to the community. Are you looking for funding?
Absolutely. This hall belongs to the whole community, so we need help keeping the hall open. If these ideas and concepts you feel are lacking in our world today, in our community, then this is your hall. Now, to keep it open, we are offering a Patriot membership for $150 a year and a founder membership for $500 a year.
How would a person find out information then as far as a telephone number or a website?
You know what? In keeping with the founding fathers, the internet was not invented in 1776. So we are working on our internet. So if you would like to mail a check, you can mail it to 161 South Washington Street, Sonora, California, 95370, and just put on the top the Liberty Institute USA. You can contact me at 770-5025 for more information. But again, you're just going to have to stop by for probably another week, and then we'll have the website up, which will be Liberty Institute USA. www.motherloodsnews.org.
And the grand opening takes place what time this Saturday?
We're going to open the doors at 10 o'clock on Saturday and stay open until the last person leaves.
Before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, real quick, somebody came up with this great idea too, Liberty coupons for kids. So for every A that your child gets in school, bring it down to the Liberty Hall and we'll give them a Liberty coupon, and that's good for 10, 15, 25% off of a local yogurt shop or perhaps a bagel. We're working it out with the local businesses, but this will get kids into the hall, exposed to Independence Hall in Philadelphia to walk back in time and then incentivize them to get more A's.
She is Suzanne Cruz. She is the president for the Liberty Institute USA, recently formed nonprofit that starts here in Sonora, California. Suzanne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.